Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I am not Alex Jones, I am Jason Burmis. I'll be subbing in today and tomorrow. We're going to be wide open on the phones all day long. And I want to start it with a news item I didn't cover yesterday because I just didn't really have time. I mentioned it when Alex called in, but a man was arrested for turning without signaling. And not only was he arrested for turning without signaling, basically he refused an illegal search on his car. There was no probable cause to have him get out of the car and have it searched. Again, he just didn't signal. I mean, how many times have you made a right or left turn on a small road and not signaled? It's pretty ridiculous. However, that didn't stop the cop from grabbing him out of the car, searching his car anyway, and bring him down to the station and arresting him. So let's see if we can get this little YouTube clip to play.
Allen County driver did not, and that mistake landed him in jail. An arrest for not using the turn signal is so rare that even the Melissa police chief has never heard of it happening. But as Channel 8's Jonathan Betts explains, it's completely legal.
Mark Robinson was driving through downtown Melissa last week when he was pulled over for failing to use his turn signal. But instead of just getting a ticket, the officer took the 24-year-old to jail. He was booked, strip searched, and sat for 3 hours, he says, with criminals.
People talking about using drugs and shooting heroin. They asked me what I was in there for, and I told them, well, a turn signal violation.
There aren't any warrants out for Robinson. In fact, he says he's never even been in jail. But he does admit to challenging the officer's questions during the stop.
It's just unacceptable to me to have my son thrown in jail for such a minor offense.
His father thinks the officer assumed he had drugs because of his age, which he didn't.
I think if they stopped me in the same circumstances, I would have never gone to jail or probably never even got a ticket.
In fact, News 8 contacted various cities in Collin County, many of which have not made a single arrest this year for turn signal violations. Even the police chief in Melissa acknowledges he's never seen this happen in his own city.
In the 6 years that I've been the police chief, this is the first time.
But he stands behind his officer, saying state law gives him the power to arrest someone for many crimes, no matter how minor.
I can't discuss the specifics of the case. The officer was within his right to arrest the person, in which he did.
Still, he tells News 8 this afternoon he will review department policy and may make changes. For Mark Robinson, what he most wants is an apology, he says, for a trip he never should have been forced to make. In Melissa, Jonathan Betts, Channel 8 News.
An apology? An apology? I think he deserves a little bit more than an apology, okay? He was taken to jail for a turn signal. Now, the guy who's the police chief for 6 years gets up there and goes, well, yeah, it's never happened before. He's looking like, wow, yeah, it sounds pretty ridiculous. But of course, because it's that gang mentality, he's going to say he's within his rights to do so. We can arrest anybody for anything. There's a multitude of crimes out there that we can just arrest people for. Isn't that great? You don't put on a turn signal, you're going to end up in a cell. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's beyond ludicrous. I guess this guy should just count his lucky stars that he didn't get beaten over the head with a billy club like those Philly guys. Oh, but they were on edge. They're on edge. There was a bank robbery. They didn't know. Well, when they pull these guys over, and I don't even want to play the audio of that because it's just the Associated Press spinning the story for the police officers. When you see more than a dozen officers physically assault three people who pull over, as far as I can tell on the video, they don't run. Again, I only saw the clip where they actually pull over, but I didn't see some crazy police chase. They grab him out. It's boots to the side, you know, baton out, dogs out, three people. I hope they sue. But again, it doesn't even matter. Like, these guys don't even go to jail, man. You know, maybe they get suspended for a week without pay. What would he do? Nothing happens to these guys. All right, we're taking your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced. Gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we are back. It's The Alex Jones Show. I'm sitting in. I'm Jason Burmis. My little website is www.loosechange911.com. I do a little blog there, and of course you can get the film there, and I think you can even watch the film in its entirety for free there. And that's what I need you guys to do, is go out, check out Loose Change. I could really use somebody to write a Wikipedia page for the Final Cut, but more importantly, find the link, email it to everybody, and get the word out about Loose Change Final Cut. I also want to let you know that Alex Jones is going to be presenting his newest film, The 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising, at a couple of screenings, a little pre-screenings, if you will, over at the Alamo Draft House on Saturday, May 17th, and Sunday, May 18th, at 4 p.m. on Saturday and 7 p.m. on Sunday. And this really is unlike any other Alex Jones film you've ever seen. It's not voiced by Alex. It's shot cinema verite. It features interviews with Willie Nelson, Rosie O'Donnell, Jesse Ventura, George Carlin, Martin Sheen, confrontations with Bill Clinton, David Rockefeller, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and many, many more, including Gary Hart, Danny Bonaducci, John Gibson's in the film. Just a slew of pop culture names, if you will, in both the media and TV and movies, as well as politics, you know. A nice little blend for everybody, if you will. And it's I really hope this this movie gets people off their duffs. You know, those who still don't feel like they can affect change, they don't feel like they can make a difference, this movie's going to show you that you can. It's not only going after the exploits of We Are Change and Mark Dice and others, but really to the smaller groups that do the highway blogging, that do the Walmart intercomming, They go out there and get the message of 9/11 truth out by any peaceful means necessary. Now, we were just discussing the cops and how outrageous they are and how they throw you in jail now if you don't have a turn signal. And even if the police chief thinks it's absolutely ludicrous, he's going to defend you and say we need to look into it more and say, oh, he's one of my good cops and he's well within the law to do that. Well, it should be no surprise that Tuesday night they killed yet another guy with a taser. Guy's fighting with his wife. What happens? He gets tased. He goes unconscious. And that's it. They can't revive him. You come for a domestic dispute, you leave in a body bag. Isn't that nice? That's golden, if you will. Before I get into the economy, I'm just going to read part of this article about the Philly cops caught beating a motorist on video. This one's from Kurt Nemo. Yet another instance of cops acting like predatory pack animals. It should be obvious by now that the police are out of control. A parasitical force unleashed on society at large. Cops no longer help Granny across the street or respond to a burglary. Cops are like the Crips, Bloods, and Mara Salvatra, another violent street gang, but one armed and supported by the state. A half dozen police officers kicked and beat three men pulled from a car during a traffic stop as a TV helicopter taped the confrontation, reports the Associated Press. It's more than half a dozen. It's at least a dozen. And it's probably a little bit more. It might even be a baker's dozen. Might even be 18 guys. Not sure. I need to... They keep coming on the scene. The video shot by WTXF-TV shows three police cars stopping a car Monday, 2 days after a city officer was shot to death responding to a bank robbery. You see how they try to incorporate both together? Oh, well, we only beat these guys up because somebody got shot 2 days ago. Sure, these aren't the same guys, and we really didn't have any reason to suspect that they were involved in the bank robbery, but they were a color we didn't like. In other words, after a fellow gang member was shot and killed protecting the bank, the largest gang in Philadelphia won revenge and blood. Of course, that's the real job of the cops. Protect banks, not the public at large, considered the enemy. The tape shows about a dozen officers gathering around the vehicle. About a half dozen officers hold two of the men on the ground. Both are kicked repeatedly, while one is seen being punched. One also appears to be struck with a baton. Not appears to be struck with a baton. The dude gets the baton out and starts wailing on him. Doesn't appear that way. Okay? It happened. Appears to be struck with a baton. The guy's swinging the baton like it's a Louisville Slugger. Are you kidding me? On the surface, it certainly does not look good in terms of the amount of force that was used, Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey said. But we don't want to rush to judgment. Yeah, let's not rush to judgment after we watch the video of these guys getting beat to a bloody pulp by officers who are soccer kicking them and wielding batons. And they have the dogs out, too. Yeah, let's not rush to judgment. Let's not believe our own eyes. No, of course not. Even though the video plainly shows there was absolutely no reason for members of the police gang to savagely beat the three hapless people pictured. Yeah, no reason at all. The officers were responding to a report of a shooting nearby, police said. It was not immediately clear what preceded the confrontation. So again, they used two separate excuses. One, the bank robbery where somebody was killed 2 days ago. And now it's not that. Oh, they're responding to another shooting. See, if they were really responding to a shooting and these guys, they thought these guys had guns, there's no way it would have went down the way it did. Cops don't just bum rush a car with guns, folks. They don't want to get shot in the face. What they do is they surround the car. They pull their guns, and then they get everybody out of the vehicle slowly. That's not what happened here. They stopped their cars, they got out, they covered them, and then they rushed the car. It was never a question that these guys were gonna give up. They came out with their hands up on their bellies, man. Oh, man, I really hope their lawyers is good times, because they need a good lawyer. It does not matter what preceded the confrontation, as it is obvious the motorists were not a threat. Once upon a time, cops handcuffed and arrested people accused of crimes. Now they are beaten to a pulp. We don't take into consideration the emotions of the police officers when it comes to discharge of their duties. Your emotional state, being tired, doesn't justify what's on the video, said D. Scott Perrine, an attorney who represents the three men seen in the video. He said one of the clients suffered a welt on his head the size of a baseball, and one of his legs was seriously injured. He didn't know the extent of any of the injuries of the other two men. Of course, man. Dude, we have video now of a police officer dumping a person who's crippled out of their wheelchair. When the guy's like, look, I can't stand up. He's like, you're going to stand up. His legs are like crimped over. He tosses him on the ground. I mean, it would be obvious to any thinking human being at any level of age that this man cannot walk and cannot get up out of his wheelchair. His legs are bow-legged. They're skinny. They don't look like they've moved in decades. And what's this guy do? He just tosses him. A little tossy. I think that guy actually got in trouble. Well, it's about time. I mean, God. These guys really need to be gone on after. We have to make a point of this. You need to send this video out to all your friends and family. Be like, look at what these jackboot cops are doing. You know, if that wasn't bad enough, I had Bob Chapman on yesterday, and we talked economy. Well, here's a little economic news that no one seems to be talking about, but it's brand new. CNN is now reporting that steel is going to replace copper in pennies. Now, you know, like I said before, you know, I've said this actually on my other radio show, it now takes a penny and a half to actually create a penny. So you're paying 50% more to make this penny now. It's pretty ridiculous, right? Well, they're also going to start taking it out of nickels, I think, too. I think that they're actually going to put steel in nickels. Let's read it. Further evidence that times are tough. It now costs more than a penny to make a penny. This is news 6 months ago. And the cost of a nickel is more than 7.5 cents. Surging prices of copper, zinc, and nickel have some in Congress trying to bring back the steel-made pennies of World War II and maybe using steel for nickels as well. Copper and nickel prices have tripled since 2003, and the price of zinc has quadrupled, said Representative Luis Gutierrez, a Democrat from Illinois. His subcommittee oversees the U.S. Mint. Isn't that lovely? Keeping the coin content means contributing to our national debt by almost as much as the coin is worth, Gutierrez says. Well, I can't really argue with them there. They've downed the dollar so much that, yeah, of course it costs 7.5 cents to make a nickel. This is also more evidence that, you know, precious metals are actually worth something. You know, if a copper penny is worth 50% more than one of these steel pennies, and really the penny's worth less than a penny, folks. I mean, let's be honest, this money's not backed up by anything. The Federal Reserve is a gangster organization that has no oversight whatsoever, that prints as much money as it wants and gives it to the bank at interest. That's why the banks are starting to cap how much you can take out. It's a big no-no. It's a big red light going off. But the fact they're actually talking about steel to replace copper and pennies and nickels, watch out. Watch out big time. I guess there isn't a better time to get into gold and silver. It's about that time, folks. I mean, our dollar's worth nothing. They're going to replace what our coins are made with steel because it's cheaper. I mean, what's next? Well, I'll tell you what's next. It's probably a unified currency in the next 5 to 10 years, or an attempt at one, between us, Mexico, and Canada. I had a caller call in yesterday and ask, you know, what's all this about? Why is it that, you know, we have this North American Union agreement? Why do we have this Central American Free Trade Agreement? What's this all about? And why is our dollar going down? What are they trying to do? And I told him, I'm like, look, our dollar used to be worth way more than the euro. It was like a buck to 75 cents. This is pre-9/11. Now it's worked its way to a buck to a buck 41. So we're almost 50% under the euro. And then you look at Canada. Well, our dollar used to be worth to there like 80 cents, maybe 85, sometimes 90, but we were still worth more. Now the Canadian dollar is worth a little more than ours. It's like $1.05 to our dollar. How is it that Canada's currency is worth more than ours? Think about it. What do they export? Fish and wood? I mean, we're the greatest military industrial complex nation in the world. We're supposed to have the best economy in the world. And somehow Canada's money is worth more. Seriously, they don't even have a real military. Wake up. So I said, hey, you know, that's part of the plan. That's why you see members of Canadian Parliament actually going up and saying, hey, well, let's put the dollar on parity with our loonie. That's their dollar coin. And then they'll do that with Mexico, and we'll have a new currency. We're taking calls over at the Alex Jones Show all day long. I'm Jason Burmis. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. The Alamo Draft House is where you can see the 9/11 Chronicles on May 17th and 18th. Hope to see you there. We'll be back after this.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss.
Folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. And I just want to let you know that Alex Jones presents the latest weapon in the Info Warrior arsenal, the 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising. This film follows the growing momentum of the 9/11 truth movement as people throughout the world take action against their globalist masters. Shot unlike anything you have ever experienced from Alex Jones, cinema verite style, this masterpiece not only exposes the mistreatment of our 9/11 heroes, but also shows how a growing number of people around the world are questioning the official version of events that day. Featuring interviews with Willie Nelson, Rosie O'Donnell, Jesse Ventura, George Carlin, Martin Sheen, as well as confrontations with many political figures, including Bill Clinton, David Rockefeller, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. And that's just the short list, folks. It's a huge list, and we hope to see you there on Saturday and Sunday over at the Alamo Draft House. Saturday screening, May 17th, is going to be at 4 p.m. Sunday screening on May 18th is going to be at 7 p.m. Get tickets while you can. Alex is going to be there, I believe, as the show is part of the Celebrity Guest Signature Series. Oh, how lovely. All right, I said I would take your calls today, and let's start doing it. Let's go to our first caller of the day, Carl in Montreal. Carl, are you with me?
Yeah, hi.
All right. Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. I was listening to your show when it was on weekdays, and I guess you're on Sunday now, right?
Yeah, I am on Sunday. That's right. I do a little radio show on GCN myself, Sunday from 6 to 8 Central.
Well, I like to see this video, but I'm up here. I'm an American. I've called you before on your show, locked up here at an immigration detention center for about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was arrested by the Secret Service in the U.S. for about comments, satirical writings, and drawings related to the Bush family. My case is on the Internet now. I have a website, www.freecarl.com, FreeCarl.com. It talks about my case if anyone's interested or donating to help my legal fund. But I'm kind of a unique situation because I have a lot of people coming from other countries who claim refugee or asylum in Canada. And I've made quite a few conversations with people about 9/11, and it seems people seem to be somewhat receptive here, you know. And I've been using my situation also to talk to my lawyer here in Canada, my immigration lawyer, about 9/11 truth. And trying to get the word out, you know, even though I'm detained, and I'm trying to do what I can to
educate. Now, you're detained still in Canada right now? That's where
yes.
You are right now?
Yes.
Okay.
And my website it's being worked on, but it's forwarded to the other site that has some of my court documents, my lawyer's arguments,
mm-hmm.
and other material. If you look at www.freecarl.com, FreeCarl.com.
Yep, all right, folks. Well, you can check that out, and it's FreeCarl.com. All right, let's go take another call. Let's take Randy in Michigan. Randy, are you there?
How's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Not too bad. I was just calling in response to the thing you said about the police harassment. I actually was harassed, it'd be yesterday morning, from the Warren, Michigan police. My girlfriend and I were coming back from a show. They pulled us over. The police officer approaches each side of the vehicle, tells her to get out of the car. That, like, you know, he says it, he shouts it. And I'm like freaking out, you know. And, anyways, it wasn't that big of a deal. I guess my license plate, it was hard for them to read my license plate because I drive a rusty truck and the tail hitch was blocking a number on the plate. Well, he put me against the truck. You know, he wasn't pushing me, but he searched me, frisked me. They told my girlfriend to get in the cop car, and she's crying because she thinks she's going to get arrested. And he goes, "I'm not going to arrest you. I'm not going to do it." He's like, "I don't got the cuffs out. Just chill out." He's like yelling at her. And anyways, he like tells her, you know, "You've been drinking," and he flashes the flashlight in her eyes. And, you know, for one thing, she's the passenger.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if she's been drinking or not.
Right. And she's like, "I have a lazy eye too," which she does. She's legally blind in one eye. And he goes, "That doesn't matter." And anyways, they couldn't find anything on me. I knew I have a Fourth Amendment right and all that. And I said, you know, that whatever. I didn't even stop him from searching my truck because he'd probably, you know, arrest me for...
No, you'd probably go to jail downtown right away as soon as you start challenging the officers. That's why it's so important, man, to have a camera in your car. I know
right.
Alex has posted a couple now where the guy has a hidden camera in his dashboard. He literally tells the guy like 5 times, "No, you can't search my car. There is no probable cause." They just rip him out, cuff him, bring him to jail and search his car anyway, but at least he has that ammunition afterwards and say, "Look, I didn't ever give him permission to get in my car. It's my Fourth Amendment right. He did it anyway. It was an illegal search and seizure, and he brought me to jail." Hang on, Randy. We're going to come back to you on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
This is the story of Death Wind. When the Indians in Virginia heard a mournful cry echoing through the oaks and woods of Virginia in the 1700s, they feared. They knew some of them would die. The French name they used was Levette de la Mort, meaning death wind. But it wasn't the wind that made the mournful cry, it was a man named Lou Wetzel, the son of a Swiss immigrant. As a young boy, Lou and his brother had been captured and abused by the Indians and made their slave. Eventually, he escaped and made a vow and made it his life work to kill Indians. At age 16, he took on three Indian braves with one single-shot black powder muzzleloader. But he had a secret weapon-like ability that he tried that day, and it worked. No one else had ever tried it or could ever do it, but he did. And from that day forward, he killed Indians. He, in his lifetime, single-handedly killed over 2,000 Indians in the western part of Virginia. How? Hear the rest of that Another Untold Story at AnotherUntoldStory.com. At AnotherUntoldStory.com. It's quite a story. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Of spades, little Motorhead coming at you. The Alex Jones Show. We are back live, and I want to go back to Randy in Michigan. You were telling us that you were pulled over. Cop illegally searches your car. You just let him because you know you don't have anything. What happens next, Randy?
Well, you know, he searches for 10 minutes after he told me to stand in front of his car, and the other officer was in there proceeding to harass her. You know, asking her questions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's this guy you're with? And she's like, "That's my boyfriend." "What's his name?" And she's like, "Well, Randy." And he's like, "Well, how long you been dating him?" I mean, he's just an animal. I mean, just he's not touching her or anything or hitting her, but he's just aggressive. And
well, you're guilty until proven innocent, man. They're trying to get you to mess your stories up. Oh, who is this guy really? Like there's some big conspiracy in your rusted out truck, right?
Right. And I wanted to fight it, and I talked to my officer friend who works for the Lansing police. And anyways, he told me, he goes, "Man, it's not even worth it." He goes, "They're going to videotape you as you sit in a room, and if you have one, like, flaw to your story, and if they videotape it, you're going to get prosecuted." And I'm like, "Well, I better not fight it then." And,
well, that's what they want you to do, man. I'd encourage you to fight it every time. You know, I know a lot of cops that are going to tell me the same thing. I'm really good friends with the cops in my town in New York. And, you know, there's a couple of them I have beers with, but the other ones I just joke around with. And it just sucks that it's that corrupt that they're even going to tell you, "Look, we're going to cover it up for the other guy. We're going to try to make you look stupid, and then we're going to prosecute you.
Right.
Yeah, it's unreal. But, dude, you've got to fight it. Like, listen, I hear you on that. It's almost more trouble than it's worth sometimes, Randy. But I feel like we have to stand up each and every time. I thank you for the call, man. Let's move on to Sean in Canada. Sean, are you with us?
Yo, hello?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Yo, Jason, let me just say that you do an incredible job on this show.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. I listen to Alex all the time, and listening to you, it's like a whole different show. It's awesome. I wanted to see if you guys know anything about the U.S. soldier that was killed in a military training exercise here in Alberta, Canada.
No, but tell me about it.
I think it was 3 days ago. They're holding, I think the name of the operation is called Maple Guardian or Guardian Maple.
Okay.
Something like that. And it's a collaboration between American and Canadian forces. And
okay.
What they've done is they've rebuilt, recreated an Afghanistan village in southern Alberta, and they're training the troops there. And I guess they say there's no live ammunition, no live effects for anybody to get killed, but one
Someone
of your
got
American
killed.
Soldiers was actually killed like 3 days ago.
So what are they doing? They set up a village, and then what are they doing? They're doing basically basic occupation. They're going
in
and doing sweeps.
Yeah, I think like basic training occupation, how to storm a village with helicopter support. And, I mean, you guys have, I think, 10 or 20 helicopters up here, and you guys are providing support for ground troops doing these exercises.
Well, here's the thing, man. They're saying that it's set up like an Afghanistan village. My guess is it's probably not. It's probably set up like a Western village, like
Absolutely.
A Canadian or an American village for an actual domestic takeover. I mean, let's be real.
Well, I think didn't they just practice and complete a complete domestic takeover in a polygamous village in Texas?
Yeah, I had a woman on yesterday who was part of not that polygamous village but another, and we were discussing that situation in Texas. And I'd almost say it's a little bit different because they didn't even use color of law. In other words, they didn't get a warrant. They didn't call anybody. They just went in and took
those
people.
Which is more frightening.
Yeah, which is absolutely more frightening. And it does seem kind of military style, since there is no video of the actual, assault on these people.
No, but I have seen videos of, like, tanks with the word sheriff written on them.
Oh, that's lovely.
Well, yeah,
it's
frightening.
It's not there for an invasion in Afghanistan. If they want to do a mock invasion of Afghanistan, they want to do training, they're going to A, do it on a training on a military base, or
yeah.
B, they're going to do it overseas somewhere in Pakistan with our buddies, where they're already stationed.
You would think so, eh? Like, do it with somewhere that's actually going to help you, but here
somewhere
they're training
the desert
Canadian
terrain.
And American forces to, like, I don't know, on their own soil.
Sean, I'm with you 100%. I thank you for the info. We're going to jump to the next caller. Let's go to John in Illinois. John, are you with me?
I am, Jason. I saw the premiere in New York, Loose Change, Final Cut. You guys did a great job. It is a different film, everybody out there listening. So if you think it ain't, go on and get yourself a copy.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, a lot of people think that we, just added 20 minutes to the second edition or something like that. But really, it is a completely new film. It really eviscerates the official version of events, goes after the 9/11 Commission especially. And, I haven't seen the debunkers come out and try to attack this one as much as the second edition at all.
Yeah, it's very hard to. On another matter, grassroots activism, everybody within the reach of this voice, please get out there and get active. We've done this here around Chicago. We started a couple of groups, my own group, DuPage911Truth.org. We're advertising right now on Prison Planet, fourth banner down. We're sponsoring Richard Gage on May 30th, 2008. If you want to get your pre-tickets, go down to the banner, click on it, and support our cause. We need all the help we can get.
And it's good you're bringing out Richard Gage. I mean, he gives an excellent presentation. In fact, he gave one in New York where he really breaks down how Building 7 was brought down into controlled demolition. One of my favorite points in that presentation is when he shows the quote-unquote World Trade Center meteorites, which are an amalgamation of the pulverized concrete and molten metal that form these huge rocks that could have only been formed if the steel did indeed melt.
That's for sure. I saw Richard Gage there at the theater. I can't remember which night that was, and he was engaged in conversation with you and Dylan, and Richard is a courageous man. I don't think he has his own practice. I think he's working for another firm. And for him to go out on a limb like this is really risking all.
And he has risked it all. And, yeah, you are correct. He doesn't have his own firm. I'm pretty sure he does freelancing. And he's about all the time. And for him to dedicate so much time to 9/11 Truth shows, you know, what a good person he is. And he's really, he's put out all the stops, man. He's actually in Alex Jones's new film, The 9/11 Chronicles. He's got a little part in there where he, you know, basically goes over Building 7 and how it's absolutely a controlled demolition. But you and I both know that, John. I mean, the evidence is so clear that that building was brought down in a controlled manner and covered up.
Okay, great. Another reminder, all the Chicago listeners, please go to the banner, fourth down from the top, Prison Planet. Get your tickets. Please support Richard Gage.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, John. Let's move on to Larry in Indiana. Larry, are you with us?
Hello, Jason.
How you doing, man?
Very good. I passed out some of your loose change, too, here, as well as 9/11 Ripple Effect and others. We even tried to have a public showing here in Indiana. Mixed results. Most people don't want to hear it, but on a personal level, you can give those out.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to point something out for this real important guys. On Friday, in the third hour, Alex Jones had Michael Hoffman on. If you have the access to the archives, I cannot highly recommend enough that you hear this show. Michael went into the involvement of Israel in the 9/11 and the U.S. government affairs. He went into the difference between the Torah and the Talmud. That is the key, folks. I don't know if you know it or not, Jason, but the Talmud is a satanic doctrine, T-A-L-M-U-D, that, you know, you've got real pious Hebrew Torah-worshipping Jews, and then you've got these bloodthirsty Zionists that work in our government and run Israel. They're the ones that are trying to get us into a war with Iran. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are taking the guns from the veterans in this country. We're talking Schumer, Feinstein, Boxer, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that are getting our troops to practice putting us in camps and to kill us, Jason. So,
well, I've read you know, Codex Magica. I've been you know, interested in Tex Mars stuff for
sure,
a number of years. You know, I'm not 100% into everything, but you know, I go and check everything out. And actually, in my new movie, Fabled Enemies, I am going to go into Israel's role into 9/11. I know it hasn't been in any of the other documentaries. And I'm really going to go into not only the dancing Israelis who were detained or the Israelis that were detained at the George Washington Bridge with the explosives, but also into the Fox News report of how it all works. How does an international spy ring like this work? Well, they use companies like Amdocs and Comverse, which have close military-industrial complex ties to the state of Israel, in order to compromise all of these different intelligence organizations. That, coupled with the fact that they have dual citizens located in almost every area of our government, people like Michael Chertoff, who at the time of 9/11 was the head of the criminal division at the Attorney General's office, and now, of course,
let Israeli terrorists go.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And now he is the head of Homeland Security. We have another dual citizen out there named Paul Wolfowitz, who is the Assistant Secretary of Defense. I mean, he's really under the radar for most people, but he's one of those guys that writes these policy papers with the PNAC crew. You know,
how about Larry Silverstein?
Well,
you know,
there's
another
guy.
Rabid Zionist.
Well, again, you know, the ties to Israel are definitely there, and I'm going to be going over them in the new movie. I hope people check it out. Larry, I thank you for the call.
Yep.
Let's move on to Justin in New Jersey. Justin, are you with us?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I just got a couple things to comment on. First of all, you're talking about this police state and all this martial law stuff. I actually did a thesis paper on the Rex 84 for my project at Rutgers University here in New Jersey, and I put out a series of posters basically talking about Rex 84 and the different scenarios that will go down, the different executive orders. So I got the website up. It's rex84.info. I urge you all to check it out. There's copies of it for people to print out. And
why don't you tell people what Rex 84 is? You and I both know it, but some of our listeners probably don't.
Rex 84 was basically the readiness exercises put forth by, I guess you want to call it, the neocons in 1984, basically the Bush administration now. And it basically allows for martial law to be enacted within the United States. So,
it's kind of a continuity of government type thing where they're going to round us up
exactly
and put us into FEMA camps.
Yeah, exactly. It is continuity of government. I mean, they've had these things actually since 1962.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they've been around for a while. So I just want to kind of
Well, they've absolutely progressed too. And one of my big points, Justin, that makes me feel really uncomfortable is that in the last few years they commissioned Halliburton to build these new FEMA camps. Now,
yep.
Halliburton has since moved their base of operations from the United States to Dubai. Okay.
Yep.
So let's say martial law does come and they start rounding people up and people get wind of it and they're like, screw this, I'm not going to any Halliburton FEMA camp, I'm not going. Well, it's going to be awfully hard to go challenge Halliburton when Halliburton isn't in the United States, it's in Dubai. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's even
thing.
Yeah, exactly. And what's even scarier is that Halliburton, if they ever feel threatened, will just commission more CACI forces or Blackwater forces to be their military. And they'll really have an endless supply of mercenaries to round us up and put us into these camps. And that's what really scares me about these continuity of government programs. It completely takes out Congress. It takes out the will of the people. And it puts power into the hands of a few dictators. And, folks,
definitely.
That's what happened on 9/11. The continuity of government plan went into effect. We still don't know if it ever went out of effect.
This is true.
It's
scary,
man.
Furthermore, you know, you try and talk to people about this stuff. Like, for instance, I'm at an English class over there, and for my thesis paper, I was trying to write about, you know, 9/11 being an inside job and whatnot. And I was basically told, you know, you can't write it. You can't prove it. It's unprovable. You can't write that paper.
And it is so provable. That's the crazy thing, is that you can put
out
so much evidence that it is obviously not what they told us, and they still won't hear it, man. It's the thought police. It's 1984 all over again. It's really a part of Brave New World because everybody's so drugged up. You know?
It's disgusting. I mean, you know, the universities, for instance, they got the mental health facilities over there. You go in there, and all you see is posters for Prozac, freaking all these drugs. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
you know,
reuptake inhibitor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, they really kill your brain. I got so many friends on that stuff, and I urge them all to get off of it. If anybody's on those medications, I urge everybody just, you know, drop it now. It'll get you in the year. It really will.
I'm with you, Justin. Thank you so much for the call. Let's move on to the next caller. Let's go to Peter in Alabama. Peter, are you with me?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Not bad. It's good to talk to you. I just want to say to everybody that the Fed has pushed back the Real ID Act date to December 31st, 2009, no longer this month of 2008.
Well, I feel like they're going to keep pushing it back as more and more people like yourself keep challenging it and making other people aware about it.
All right. Well, that's good. Hopefully it'll never come.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is something that people individually have to fight back on a state level. I mean, that's the key, is that, you know, we're not going to be able to do this nationally. But if we can get groups together in the state, and it's not that hard to explain to people that this is your papers, please. In fact, I would say a good tool is, I don't know if you've seen these yet, but there's a couple of MTV ads out there which really basically make the point the Holocaust happened to people like us. And one of them takes place in the subway, and basically these guys are all on a subway train. All of a sudden, it's men in black uniforms, guns, everybody's separated, they break up a family, they round them up, you know, your papers, please. And then it says the Holocaust happened to people like us. Then another one is, it's crazy. And then they sweep a house, you know, a normal, average, everyday American family. They sweep a house in under 30 seconds. They get everybody out, and they're put onto a concentration camp truck. And they make the point again, you know, the Holocaust happened to people like us. It's these kind of steps, like a national ID card, that allows things like that to happen.
Well, they're not sweeping my house. I got plenty of 762 with their names on it if they tried to do that unlawfully.
Well, that's why we need guns. I mean, honestly, the Second Amendment, like Jesse Ventura, is not there so we can go hunting deer, folks. It's to protect us from a tyrannical government, and this government is out of control. And, I mean, I live in New York, man. It's so hard to have a firearm outside of a .22 or a shotgun or a rifle, you know, in your home. It's so tough to get a carry permit for a pistol. I mean, you literally have to be either a cop or an ex-military guy or have, like, a long, long, long line of security personnel or cops recommending you. It's tough, man. And it's not like that everywhere in America, but it's like that in places like New York where the population's heavy. I mean, there's 8 million people in Manhattan alone. I don't know. It's disturbing to me. All right, Peter, I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Steven in Texas. Steven, are you there?
Yeah, good morning, Jason.
How you doing,
I guess
man?
It's the afternoon where you are. Yeah, I had several things I wanted to share. I've got a good friend of mine who's a student in a Bible college here in East Texas, north of me. And this guy has experienced in the last year a plethora of the issues that Alex has been talking about in his show. Probably a year or so ago, more than that, I actually had this friend of mine watch with me Terror Storm, and he was just, his mouth was on the ground. So he's really gotten on board with this whole thing of making people aware what's going on. He's very vocal, and he's very astute, very studied up in what he checks out, and he's very authoritative when he speaks, just like Alex. Well, anyway, here's what he's had happen since he's taken this stand. First of all, he mentioned a college professor, and this is a little Bible college in East Texas. This guy Bobbitt that Alex has spoken of, mm-hmm, is going around saying we need to tear down the Constitution, get rid of our nation state. He actually was invited by a professor to speak at the college there.
Oh, lovely.
Because the professor wanted to get an opposing view of, you know, what is right as far as our constitutional rights. But when Mr. Bobbitt came out with basically getting rid of the United States as a nation, this guy got really upset at him. The professor invited him and was really angry and rebuked him. Because he said, you're a traitor and you ought to be tried for treason.
All right, Stephen, stay right there. I want to get into more of this on the other side. We're also going to be having Paul Joseph Watson at 1 and Jim Mars at 2. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
All right, it's the Alex Jones Show. We are back live, and I want to invite everybody out to the Alamo Draft House on May 17th and May 18th, where Alex Jones is going to be sneak peeking his 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rise. And remember, folks, you won't be able to get that on the website until at least mid-June, possibly early July. So if you want to catch a sneak peek, you're out in Texas. It's over at the Alamo Draft House, Saturday, May 17th at 4 p.m., and Sunday, May 18th, at 7 p.m. If you want to support this broadcast, otherwise, it'd probably be a good idea to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. That's the way you can see my pretty face and Alex's pretty face in the fourth hour. We stream a full hour, if you will, on the video, on top of all of Alex Jones's documentary films, everything from Police State 1 through 3 to, you know, Loose Change on there. You know, it's all there. PrisonPlanet.tv, his weekly TV reports. That's how you support the broadcast. Or you can go to the InfoWars shop and pick up, you know, American Drug War, a movie I highly recommend. Watched it, I think it was in December. I finally got to see it. It's an excellent film. You can get William Lewis's Washington, You're Fired. We had William on yesterday, a class act all the way. Or you can get Endgame, Alex's latest, as well as Loose Change, Final Cut. All right, let's go back to Steve, and we're discussing this Bobbitt character and how he's prancing around the United States talking about how we need to end the Constitution and Bill of Rights. So, obviously, the professor was pretty opposed to this after he heard him speak.
We told him, you're not welcome here ever again. You know, told him he should be tried for treason. So, you know, that, and the thing is, see, my friend, he's been showing his fellow students these videos like Endgame and Terrorism, you know, Terror Storm and Loose Change, because he's trying to do what we're all trying to do, which is wake people up and make them aware so we can stand up to this monster. Now, here's another thing. He has a friend in the college whose pastor was approached by a FEMA representative and told to preach from Romans 13. This pastor refused.
Oh, that's weird,
yeah.
Because apparently that doesn't exist, even though Alex had some of the preachers come on, talk about how they had been approached to be recruited for this. One of them, you know, got paperwork, sent it down to the InfoWars office. We printed it over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it's obvious that FEMA's there to try to cull the Christian masses into their camps, having the preachers sell out their quote-unquote flock to death. It's pretty scary, man. I mean, that's what it is. They're going to enslave these people through someone who is their authoritative role model. See, that's why it's so hard for me to get down with the Christian religion. It's not that I don't like, you know, the philosophies and morality of Christianity. I think they're great. I think the life lessons are great. But so many people who follow this religion just blindly follow whatever their preacher says. They believe that George W. Bush is of the Lord and that he worships Jesus Christ, and that all these Christian conservatives on the right really believe, you know, in Christianity, and they don't. These are guys that are looking for, you know, gay bathroom sex in an airport, okay? These are guys that head up the government CPS department and then get caught, you know, IMing 16-year-old boy pages. You know, that's what they're into. They're into going to the Bohemian Grove. Stephen, I thank you for the call, man. It just makes me sick. You know, there's nothing Christian about the majority of these guys. And yet Christians are just going to follow whatever their pastors say, whatever these guys say outwardly. Oh, I talked to God. You know, God made me president. God made me president. All right, let's move on to some more phone calls. Let's go to Craig in D.C. All right, wait, I guess we'll take Craig in D.C. after the break. I forget that we're about to be back at the top of the hour. Remember, in an hour, we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson, author of Order Out of Chaos and the PrisonPlanet.com webmaster, as well as Jim Mars in the next couple hours. It's the Alex Jones Show. Stick around. I'll be back after this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.